It is the pink, it's the post-match show. I've got Phil Bundle, I've got Chris Walsh, I've got Dan Austin for only a minute or two. He's got to run off. Dan, what have you got to say?
Well, I thought he was great, Neil. I thought he showed loads of character to come from behind. Loads of determination, quality, goals, stuff to believe in for the running, bit of momentum, and he made the thing we're all dreaming of a bit more of a reality. But enough about Nottingham Forest 3, Brighton 1.
Excellent stuff from Dan Austin. He's got to go, but he's literally hung on in an awkward location just to do that for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's been quite the evening. Don't get carried away just yet. We've got to get through tomorrow night first. I am joined by Chris Walsh. I've got Phil Blundell. I was made up. What I enjoyed was, it was actually a bit mundane in the end. It was a bit like Liverpool go to a mid-table team, Liverpool concede a bit of a soft one, Liverpool just pull themselves together, act like the grown-ups. They're the better side, Chris. It's been a while since we've seen that. In a way, it's the away game I've most enjoyed this season, and that's off the back of them just scored six at Elland Road.
Absolutely. It was a... Mundane is a very good word. The first 10 minutes was fantastic because they didn't look like they were about to concede the goal. And then they do concede the goal.
They do.
Which is quite annoying. And there's about two or three moments there when you're looking at it and going, you could stop that.
Yeah.
But you know what they don't do then? Which they did against Brighton, they did against Wolves, they did against Brentford. They didn't crumble. They didn't crumble. They just went, right, okay, we've had this little setback. We've got to keep on playing our game. We've got to play it on our terms. And we're going to do what we know we can do best. And it was really nice to see Liverpool essentially... being not the Liverpool of last season. We know they're not the Liverpool last season. They're a million miles away from that. But it's the Liverpool that we can get behind and Liverpool that we actually believe in. And Liverpool with a plan.
Yeah. Well, I've got Dan Austin. I've got him here. Dan, it was the big nine. It's now become the big six. There were naysayers.
And suddenly Neil next three at least look really winnable.
So there we are. We've got three homes coming up next to get us into the final three. But this is the big six now. It was the big nine. I've still got you. There was scepticism about the big nine. Not from many places. It was what everyone was talking about on the streets. I'll tell you what, now they're talking about the big six.